Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA, a democratic, member-driven union of flight attendants for flight attendants. Today is Friday, December 28, 2012, and this is Denver Council 9 volunteer Alan Ward reporting. In anticipation of new aircraft entering the fleet in 2013, we have been working with United on training and a number of other logistical issues. United's new 737 aircraft are scheduled to be delivered in 2013, and we have worked with the company to determine the report times for these aircraft. These new replacement aircraft are being added to the United fleet in accordance with terms of our contract and related agreements. These new B-737 aircraft are similar in capacity and configuration to United's 757 fleet, and the report times will be consistent with that aircraft. The 737 aircraft will have a 1 hour and 15 minute report time at the home domicile and 1 hour at the layover location. Additional details will be provided in the cover letter and key pages when these aircraft enter service. Additionally, beginning with the March 2013 schedule month, the start of duty time for narrow-body aircraft, the A319 and A320, will be extended by 5 minutes due to operational performance issues. Commencement of duty will be 1 hour and 5 minutes prior to departure at the home domicile and 50 minutes at a layover point. December 16th was the last paycheck we will receive in 2012. Although our contract requires that we are paid on the 1st and 16th of the month, the January 1st paycheck is an exception. The January 1st electronic deposit is made on the first business day following the holiday, which this year is Wednesday, January 2nd, 2013. On December 26th, during the period from 2:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Central Time, there was a computer problem that prevented access to United's Flying Together and Employee Res websites. During this time, some flight attendants reported difficulties listing for flights, accessing e-learning, and placing uniform orders. If you continue to experience difficulties accessing these areas of the company's website, contact the help desk at 847-700-5800 for assistance. 2012 uniform points must be used before the deadline of 2359 on December 31, 2012, Central Time, and do not carry over from 1 year to the next. Information on how to order uniform pieces can be found on our website. Please contact your domicile supervisor or uniform coordinator if you have any further questions. United is requiring flight attendants to order their new uniform core pieces by December 31, 2012. For more information about core pieces and how to order, contact your local domicile supervisor or uniform coordinator. United's 2013 enrolled friend registration period is now open, and you have until 1900 hours Central Time on December 30th, 2012 to participate. If you make no changes, your current enrolled friends will roll over from 2012 to 2013. Once registration is closed, you will not be able to make any changes until the 2014 registration period unless you experience a lifestyle change. Details on what consists as a lifestyle change can be found on United's website. To register, you must visit the All About Me section on United's Flying Together. For questions, please see your local domicile supervisor. Flight attendants with a PERCERT qualification will need to complete a computer-based training, CBT, intended to satisfy the annual training contemplated under Sections 9P6A1 and 12D6A1 of our contract by December 31, 2012. The 2012 PERCERT Recurrent Training CBT can be accessed from the United Learning Network, the ULN, by searching for the course code FASWLDR2012 in the search box. If you have any questions about this training requirement, please contact your supervisor. United Airlines debit card program featuring the YSA card is a way for you to pay for eligible health care expenses. As you use your card, eligible expenses are deducted automatically from your health care or flexible spending account. One of the advantages of the YSA card is that you can avoid paying for eligible expenses with your out-of-pocket money. For those individuals who are currently using these debit cards, you should be aware that the company is changing the program for 2013. All current YSA MasterCard cards are being replaced for 2013. All 2012 health care contributions must be used by March 15, 2013, and the MasterCard will continue to be valid for use until those funds are used. If you have enrolled for 2013 and are eligible for a card, you will receive a new YSA Visa card at your home address of record. Mailing of these cards to home addresses began the week of December 17, 2012. Keep in mind that the flexible spending allocations are for different years and that the YSA cards for the 2012 and 2013 plan years will also be different. For this reason, it is necessary that you retain the MasterCard until you exhaust the allocation for your 2012 flexible spending. Beginning January 1, 2013, our prescription drug benefits will be managed by Express Scripts. Express Scripts recently acquired Medco, so you will continue to see the Medco name until the renaming process is completed. Medco is now part of the Express Scripts family of pharmacies. In keeping with this change, employees will receive new ID cards to be used when filing a prescription at a pharmacy that participates in the Express Scripts nationwide network. Additional information on managing your prescriptions, ordering refills, checking order status, and comparing medication costs can be obtained after you register at www.expressscripts.com/start. If you have previously registered at Medco, you can use your Medco login information to access this information on the Express Scripts website. Thanks all for this evening. Thank you for calling. Remember, one airline, one contract, building our future together.